Brandon, and welcome. We have such a special and such an extraordinary show for you today, and I am so excited and so honored to introduce today's guest. Today we are speaking with David Corbin, who himself has been the CEO, the head of so many companies, and what he has done is he has taken his talent, his skills, his knowledge, his wisdom, his coaching, and he's now generously sharing it around the world and teaching people how they can be a success, how they can fly, how they can learn to grow their business and illuminate their business in a completely different way. He is the author of the book Illuminate, which is the top business success book, and I am honored and privileged to have him with us today to teach us all how we can illuminate our own worlds and become the center and the spotlight of our own success. David, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Nicole. I'm always happy to talk with you.
Oh my gosh, this is such an honor and such a privilege. I was looking at your Illuminate cover, and I was just thinking about what an amazing idea to be able to actually shed a light on problems, not to hide them, not to bury them, not to cast them aside, not to pretend that they're not there and just focus on all the things that are working beautifully, but to actually look at them and then not only to grow from them, but to grow into success, into mega success, from being able to see where there are foibles and failings and turn that around. And I love the idea that you came up with this, and I would love to know what the impetus was, where that idea even came from.
It's so funny. Nobody really asked me that question. I'm glad that you did, because it has to do with me sitting and watching a video with my daughter when she was about 4 years old. Do you remember it was a Disney video where the dancing bear sings, "You've got to accentuate the positive and eliminate"?
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yes,
well,
sure.
As I'm watching this with my little baby girl, who is now 35 years old, by the way, and I'm watching this, and I'm realizing, you know, of course, you know, business, you know, the mind wanders to business, and I'm thinking, you know, my clients through the years who have really done well, and my consulting with them has, you know, really driven a lot of result, they were ones who didn't eliminate the negative. Those were the ones who actually went into and didn't run away from the negative, and they actually illuminated the negative, and that's really where a lot of that came from, was a silly dancing bear. But oh my gosh, the results we've gotten over the last 30-some-odd years is crazy, by having people go into the issues and don't put them, you know, sweeping under the carpet or the rug. You know what I mean?
Okay, so I have a question then. I'm a CEO, I'm a CIO, you know, I'm running a mega million-dollar, billion-dollar company corporation, and somewhere underlying are problems. Even at that level, is it scary to go digging? Do you have to be a brave soldier to actually look to see what's wrong to make it right?
You know, it's a funny thing. Most people would think that, and most ask me a question like that. The truth is, no, not at all. In fact, you know, there are people who are aware of issues and problems in organizations, and that when they bring them up, they're often pummeled down like the whack-a-mole game, you know? "Hey, I think we got a problem." Boom. Or, "Hey, you know, our competition." Boom. And they just knock them down and stuff. But the organizations that actually allow for people to communicate, to illuminate the negative in a positive light, are the organizations that actually address, "Hey, how can we talk about issues and problems?" Well, that's a good question. What would be a good way to do that? And they actually build into their culture ways that you are able to illuminate and not go into the whining, you know, mode. You know what I mean? So, you know, most organizations are just ignoring that entirely. Illuminated organizations say, "Hey, you know, problems arise sometimes. And here's a way that we would like you to bring that up, broach it, or introduce it. And then they actually dialogue on that. And then that becomes part of the culture. So it's no longer people like not even able to make eye contact because they know there's a bunch of lies being perpetuated. These are people that go in with their eyes wide open and they can actually say, you know, I think we've got a problem over here. And the manager or someone go, well, tell me about it. As opposed to the manager going, oh my God, I'm so overloaded. I'm so overburdened, so overtaxed. I don't have all the answers. Oh, I wish they would just go away with that problem. No, that's not the culture that really thrives today. So in answer to your question, it doesn't breed negativity. It opens a dialogue on communication at all levels, including talking about problems, issues, concerns, and challenges.
It's so great. You know, when I was reading your book, one of the things that touched me the most, and first of all, I loved your book, by the way. I was enchanted by it when it was one of the fastest books. I mean, I just sped through it. Just, it was so easy to read. And at the same time, at the end of every page, I was illuminated. I was like, aha, wow, I knew something I never knew before. I had never thought to do that. But one of the things that really struck me to the core was, in a lot of these companies and the organizations and the story along the way, there were people that were going to be jumping ship or leaving an organization because they were unhappy or things weren't being run correctly. And by just giving them the opportunity to share what was happening in their division or what was happening or ways that they thought that the company could be brought up to a higher level or above the line level, not only did they stay, but they ended up becoming employees that actually helped change and evolve the company to success.
Well, you are a good student. You read that and you retained that very well. Absolutely. You know, a lot of people ask me about the book, but I don't think as many people have absorbed it as well as you have. So thank you for that. Yeah, people in organizations, when they are listened to and they're heard, H-E-A-R-D, they feel less part of the herd, H-E-R-D, and they actually become really engaged. You know, there's something we've worked with, I won't tell you which car company, but it used to take about almost 4.5 years to get a car from concept to work. And so this one company, because they use this model, which was so cool, and picture, if you will, a three-cornered hat or a triangle, and it's all C's. You have collaboration breeds creativity and commitment. Collaboration breeds creativity and commitment. And so when you actually get people engaged in collaborating, hey, you know, what's going on and here's what's happening and tell me your problems and blah, 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 then you actually breed creativity and, yes, commitment. So, you know, talk to me about your issues, talk to me about your problems. And when I listen to you, it's like, wow, you know, I'm actually engaged in this organization. And it's remarkable how far employees will go when they feel that they're part of a team, when they feel that people give a hoot, you know, that you're cared for and cared about. So, yeah, it works. And in the book where, you know, we talk about, you know, this, it's a business novella and an allegory, which is, I think, why it is pretty easy to read, and it goes pretty quick in a 90-minute read. Yeah, you can see some people going through the process of issues and challenges. They could actually bring it up, illuminated supervisor or manager, and in doing so, the camaraderie, the loyalty, the creativity, and the commitment goes off. Yeah.
That's incredible. I love this work. And the fact now you work with Fortune 500 companies, you work with individuals. Is it different when you're coaching an entrepreneur than when you're working with a huge corporation to being able to say, okay, this is how we get your business from this level to this next launch and this next grand level of success? Is it the same thread and the same through line that you're working with, or is it different for each and every situation or scenario?
Well, it always has different seasonings and applications. It's so appropriate for the entrepreneur and solopreneur. And the deal is, it's a little bit more revealing because you see the entrepreneur and the solopreneur and the small business, issues and challenges don't hide quite as easily. So they surface real quick, especially if you're a solopreneur working from your home office somewhere. And it's like, you can't run from these issues. Well, you can. You can, you know, decide to quit work early, or, well, you know, I really do need to go to the dry cleaners. And ooh, you can go into diversionary tactics. And a lot of people do that. And as a mentor to mentors and a mentor to, you know, solopreneurs as well, I mean, I've seen that in people, you know, they have to admit. Yeah, when you hold yourself accountable to the Illuminate model at any level of your any size business, it's amazing. You know, just like the law of gravity, you know, whether you believe in it or not, you know, you walk off of any building, you're going down, baby, kind of a thing, you know? Well, there's another law called the law of control. And the law of control says, to the extent that we can control our time, life, and our destiny, we feel good about ourselves and our self-esteem is impacted.
Wow.
So what happens is, yeah, when we illuminate this stuff, all of a sudden, we start feeling more confident and we start feeling more competent. And then when we feel that way, we be that way.
That's fabulous. And David, I'm going to interrupt you just for a second because we're going to jump into a break in just a second now. But I love the fact that you're saying that it works like gravity and it's just part of the consciousness of who we are. And when we come back, I would love to talk about how people can work with you. And I know now that you are just absolutely exploring into the branding world and into the health world, and that you are sharing your wisdom in so many levels of business. And I would love to share that with our audience because your information is impeccable. And I have watched companies and individuals just skyrocket from your coaching to success. So more with David Corbin and Illuminate when we return here. Well, hi, it's Nicole Brandon. We are back on Passionate Living with coach and author David Corbin, speaking about Illuminate and how to actually highlight and shed light onto the problems and to situations that are stopping you, walls, hurdles, barriers, anything that has kept you from succeeding and actually launching into success. And David, right before the break, you were saying that it was just like gravity. And I'd love to go back.
Well, yeah. It's just there are certain immutable laws, and whether you believe in it or not, they don't care. You know, one of the laws is that we feel sort of good about ourselves. It's a correlation between our self-esteem, and that's the law of control. In fact, I was talking with a group the other day. You know, I asked, how many of you have done something, it wasn't on the list, but you put it on the list just so you could check it off because it feels so good? And that's the law of control. And when you illuminate issues that you might otherwise have either avoided, suppressed, denied, you know, or swept under your confidence, and I feel that that's as immutable as the law of gravity is that which I call the law of control. And so, yeah, it is sort of immutable and immutable. And most people know that there's something that's gnawing at them or nagging at them that if they were to put in the light of day and deal with, their peace of mind would shift, their confidence would shift. And I see this all the time. I'm actually driving now. I'm on my way to a meeting and then to pick a client up at the airport. This is a fellow who owns a large franchise company. He has franchises all over North America. And we're going to do an Illuminate session on some of the areas that, as awake and alert and aware as he is, there are other issues that are lurking that he suspected and we've isolated. And when we do the three-step model, face it, then follow it, and then fix it, he'll go back a much lighter person.
That's so terrific. And how do people work with you? I mean, I know when I'm trying to track you down and work with you, you are all over the world. You have, I mean, there are companies that are just looking and longing for you internationally. And so do you work on Skype, or what's the best way for people to find you and to be coached by you and to bring you into their company or corporation?
Yeah, it's kind of cool. Some of the work I do on is with Skype. But there's a Fortune 500 company I'm just starting to work with. And I will work one-on-one with the executive leadership team. And then I'll go Skype one-on-one with the executives. I don't have to travel, and they don't incur those expenses. So it's really cool to do it on Skype with people. And, you know, people go to my website, and some of them, you know, there's a thing where they could sign up for a free 10-minute evaluation to see if there's opportunity to help. And it's that's part of my tithing, you know, is to give those 10 minutes, even if I can't work with them, at least I can give them some guidance and stuff. So davidcorbin.com is where most people can find me.
That's great. And I know now you've been working also on branding, which I think is so much fun because
yeah.
I was looking at the most gorgeous, exciting, enthusiastic, exuberant pictures of you and the joy that comes with the photographs. And so I know that when you have a product or you have an idea or something you're excited about, you beam. It just effervesces from who you are. So it's true. You are the most photogenic, I think, person on the planet. But tell me about what you're doing with branding, because I love that you're in that world right now, because you should yourself be a brand. There's just something about you that's so spectacular, and I just it's great. It's like David Corbin equals branding. Yes.
I'll tell you, we are all our own brand. From the angry, upset, distraught, steam coming from his nostrils parent, to the fun and exuberant mother who is a volunteer after she works. And we all have our brands, you see. It's so funny. I did a speech and I asked people, I said, how many of you check out the speaker on Facebook before you attend the event? All these hands went up. I said, so I have a microphone here, and I'd like someone to talk about David Corbin and seaweed. And about half the audience had seen every week after my 5K boot camp, I go in the ocean, and I always come out wearing seaweed on my head or body or something like that. And half the audience knew it, and they got a kick out of it. Now, that's not necessarily part of my brand that I'm the seaweed guy or I'm Neptune. But I'm clearly the guy who likes to have fun and who exercises and takes responsibility for his health. And that's sort of part of my brand. So my book is different. So my book is called Preventing Brand Slaughter. Preventing Brand Slaughter. We know what manslaughter is. I talk about in your brand, you're either building your brand or you're killing your brand. And nothing, nothing, nothing is neutral. And so that's the essence of a book, of that book. And it's also a business novella about a hospital and how the security guard, everyone knows he carries and represents the brand, the value, the vision, the values of the medical center, and a new hoity-toity robotic cardiac surgeon who's brilliant is sort of killing the brand at every step of the way, and how the two of them sort of get together, and how the reader as well as that surgeon learns the importance of brand integrity. It's a cool book, and oh my God, there's some stories in my life around that literally bring goosebumps. It's crazy. The book has a life. It came through me. I wrote it. I'm the author, but literally the book came through me to remind organizations and individuals that you're either living that brand of yours or you're killing it.
That's so great. So is there like one or two tips that you can give our audience as far as not letting their brand sort of be liquefied or extinguished or, I don't know, ignored in a way? I guess that's the right way to say it, that they stay their own illumination or their own light or their own individual spark as you live your life?
Yeah, I mean, I can give you one tip that anyone listening can really get the essence of the book and the essence of my consulting around this area if they just do this one thing. By the way, the word you were looking for, I think, was homicide. I mean, really, people kill, they're killing their brand. I just had a vision of like an organization with like a chalk line around it, you know, like a crime scene, you know, thing where, because, you know, if your brand is to be innovative and client centered and caring and concerning, and then the receptionist ignores someone who walks in, or they answer the phone like ABC company home place, I mean, that's killing the brand. And so the CEO goes, well, you know, I didn't do it. You know, you can't convict me for brand slaughter. Yeah, well, we got you on brand slaughter in the second degree because, you know, you're ultimately responsible. But let me give you the tip. Let me give you the tip before we run out of time. And here's the tip. Anybody who's listening, they should write down Abby, like Abby Hoffman or Abby Landers or Abby. But it's instead of A-B-B-E-Y, it's A-B-I, A-B-I. And it stands for an audit of brand integrity, an audit of brand integrity. And so when you know what your brand is, let's say you have an understanding. And by the way, this presupposes that you understand what your brand is. But let's just say if your brand is manifesting your values, then let's just say you know what your values are. And you simply go around and have everybody in your organization. And if that everybody is just you, fine, so be it. You go around and look at every touch point and interface that you're having with this world, with the universe, animate and inanimate objects, and see if you're managing or how you're managing the brand. The brand is alive in every touch point. And you do an audit. And the audit could be the parking lot of a retail. That's a brand impression, a brand management component. Or a receptionist, or how the phone is answered, or how you're interacting with your vendors, or, of course, your customers, at every aspect, how you're interacting in your social media. So when you take a solid audit of your brand at every touch point, wow, it is revealing. It's a form of illuminating, because you're illuminating that little component. It's illuminating. And it's stimulating. Sometimes it's shocking. Often it's motivating. It could be downright depressing. But I say, look, you don't have to. But I think you're well advised to take a look at every touch point. And then even the stuff that you don't like, what you see, is positive. Because if you don't see it, it doesn't mean it's not there. And if you don't see it and others see it, you don't understand why you're losing market share, or why not this isn't working, or those employees aren't happy. Or, and, you know, years ago when my wife and I were sitting there in the doctor's office and he said, well, I'm sorry to tell you that it is malignant and it is breast cancer. Was that good news or bad news? Well, it wasn't the news we wanted to hear, but in some regards, we needed to hear it, because if we didn't hear it, she could have died. And that was 28 years ago, thank God. She's my ex-wife, but still one of my best friends, and she's alive to talk about it. So sometimes the bad news is the good news. Does that make sense?
That's such a perfect way to lead us into break. You're just remarkable. So more with David Corbin, Illuminate, Brand Slaughter, and how to actually soar your business to success when we return here on Passionate Living on our new home on Times. And when you're on break, if you think about how you're slaughtering your brand, and what are you saying, killing your brand, extinguishing your brand, and what ways that news can actually be the news that you need to hear to launch your business to success today. Well, hi, it's Nicole Brandon. We are here with David Corbin talking about brand slaughter and how to illuminate your business to success. David, I love all the parts of everything that you're in. I know that you came from a therapy background, and I'm really curious how you ended up stepping into this business world. And one of the things that I would love to know as you're answering this is, not only do you coach, and are you one of the most acclaimed coaches internationally, and I know that people just soar to success. They love your work. They love your books. People can't talk highly enough about you. But it's one thing to be able to coach people and another to teach. And I know that you actually teach entrepreneurs and business owners, and you teach groups, and you teach at CEO space. And so I would love to know the gamut of, were you the child that was always sharing your information and knowledge and wisdom, you know, like the Dead Poets Society? Were you on the desks saying, this is how to do this?
It's funny because, you know, I was a very, very fearful, low self-esteem kid growing up. I was very insecure. And so I was sort of precocious. I mean, I had a good personality, and I would overcompensate and become very, very popular by being the athlete and the funny guy and stuff like that. But I was really very insecure, actually. But, you know, the common thread to everything that I'm doing right now is people. I mean, I am an absolute addict as it relates to people and relationships. My favorite animal in the world is the human. And I just had house guests who I only met them for a short period of time, but we just hit it off so well. They started, you've seen Barefoot Wines, Barefoot Wineries.
Yes.
It's the number one wine brand in the world, in the country right now. And so Michael and Bonnie, and we hit it off, and we just spent a nice weekend, and, you know, they slept in the green room, and I just love people. I love interesting people. And so when I see opportunities to really help individuals really step into their greatness, I just see people's greatness. And sometimes I see it being squandered or not being manifest in a way that it otherwise could be. And so, I just sort of got good at it as an early age. And I guess I worked on myself as a kid, and I was maybe aware of it. You know, it's really funny. A lot of news anchors, do you know a lot of them started out with speech impediments? And the reason that they're so eloquent and they enunciate so clearly is because they didn't, and they had to study it. You and I take it for granted, but they had to really work it. And when they worked it, they actually got, you know, up to the norm, which is what they wanted, and then they exceeded the norm. And so I guess as a kid and sort of low self-esteem and whatnot, I studied human behavior for whatever reason, you see, and then I got pretty good at it. And so now I bring that into everything I do, whether I speak to an audience as a keynote, or I do a one-on-one, or I do consulting in an organization, or I do a mentoring or whatever. It all comes down to, or up to, psychology of interpersonal dynamic, which is the nexus between love, which is people.
That's beautiful. I mean, that's so fascinating to me. And then how did you get into, I know now you're also working on the health and nutrition end and the fitness end, and how did that bridge come about?
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm working with one of the most magnificent people in the world, Anne M. Smith. She's an architect, and she's really into lifestyle, health, and nutrition. And she's now known as the lifestyle architect. And she and I are co-authoring a book called Resanity. And Resanity is all about debunking the myths about, you know, the food industry, a lot myths in the pharmaceutical industry and the lifestyle industry. I mean, we cover some amazing stuff I was just with people like Jerry Mathers, the Beaver, and John Gray, and Sharon Lecter from Rich Dad. And in conversations with all these people, they're going crazy over the book, and they've all done video testimonials saying, you know, this is the information that we need to disseminate. And also, I'm totally into it because, as you know, me well enough, I believe, to know that 3 years ago I was 40 pounds heavier. I was on medication for Lipitor and stuff, and I made that transformation, and it's this information that has literally changed my life. So I'm really excited about Resanity with Ann Smith.
Oh, That's so exciting. And I love the fact that you talk about your health on Facebook, or that you're talking about you being the seaweed guy or Zeus or all of these things,
yeah,
because it really is the body, mind, spirit, soul connection. And to have success in all areas of your life, to have a healthy business and a healthy relationship and a healthy body and a healthy lifestyle, all of those things working together really are the spiral to the infinite success.
Right on. Right on. You know, I bought a domain years ago called the Unencumbered Entrepreneur. And so that's all about, you know, the entrepreneur really can't do her business effectively if, you know, she's either sick or tired, or sick and tired, or you know what I mean? I mean, you know, I've got some really cool cars, and I like my little two-seater convertibles and stuff, but they are worthless without the right fuel. And so too is the entrepreneur, or any business person for that matter. If you don't put the right fuel in the system, it ain't gonna go. And so you can't think clearly, and it's just, it's kind of freaky to think that we could put, you know, I don't know, olive oil in our gas tank and then it's going to go. And it just doesn't. So when you're taking things like statin drugs, which reduces cholesterol, yeah, but it takes cholesterol out of your brain. Oh my God, it's the biggest hoax in the world. It's the biggest multimedia hoax, multi-million dollar hoax in the world. I'm not telling people to get off their statin drugs. I'm asking people to look at the research and ask if there are alternatives to that and so many other things that are being forced down our throat by avaricious corporations who care more about their profits than you and me, Nicole, and everyone else listening. And that's part of another book that's coming out shortly.
I love all this work that you're doing. And I know that we only have you for a couple more minutes, but I wanted to ask you, at what point does somebody find you and reach out to you? Is it when somebody's just starting a business that they should find you to make sure that they're setting it up properly? Or is it when they start banging their head against their wall, or when their earnings are what they should be? At what point do people say, David, SOS?
Actually, I believe in prevention. Prevention's probably the best cure, but I also specialize in turnarounds. I don't specialize in it, but I've done quite a few of them, most recently at college. 30-year-old college. So I like startups. I like every aspect. Here's the deal. If the business has a person or people, I'm usually pretty interested. and then as I tell every client before I engage them, I don't know if I can help you. And I never do know that. And yet, you know, we do.
If you can just take a minute to share with our audience about CEO's Space.
This is in which it's a compendium of subject matter experts, anywhere from intellectual property attorneys to sequencing to branding, strategy to languaging to sales. It's phenomenal for any individual who's very serious about developing themselves in the world of business or even in the world of philanthropy. So I was honored to be invited to be on faculty, of which I've been for some time now. And it's just a delightful, delightful organization of people who are very serious about living a big life and then serving through business, philanthropy, not-for-profits, and the like. And we tithe our time. We love doing it. I happen to believe that if we don't create 20 million new entrepreneurial jobs by the year 2020, this great country, this great experiment of ours called the U.S. of A. is in deep trouble, that same country that my father and grandfather both took bullets for, I think. And that's why, that's what motivates and drives us. So that's what CEO Space is. I just did a talk for them. They had a luncheon. I was supposed to speak for them last month, but I ended up in the hospital on the way up there to do the opening keynote. That's another story. But I will tell you, as I believe that CEO Space is the worst entrepreneurial organization out there, except for all the rest. And I think it was Churchill who said that about democracy, you know, the worst form of government, all the rest. It's not perfect. It just happens to be the best out there for any solid entrepreneur or non-entrepreneurial CEO who wants to learn, grow, and develop themselves at optimum performance maximum efficiency out of themselves and others. So I kind of dig it, as you can hear.
Really, well, I know we're jumping to break, and I hope you can stay with us just for like a couple more minutes after the break, just so we can get your information again and people know where to find you. And it's such an honor and such a privilege being with you. And so more with David Corbin when we return here on Passionate Living on our new home on Om Times. And I love what, David, what you're talking about, how to illuminate your business, talking about really being able to differentiate your brand and be able to have that brand be aligned with your consciousness, the health in your life, in your spirit, in your soul, in your business, in your relationships, and that prevention and really being able to start a business in a healthy fashion is the way to start on the pathway to success. So more with David Corbin when we return here.
If you remember living fearlessly, joyfully, and in a world filled with adventure, happiness, pleasure, and unbridled living, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, as I bring you the world's top experts in wealth, creativity, flow, seat edging technology, space, wellness, health, love, lust, and passion, all merging together each week here, where you can ride on the magic carpet ride of living and learn how to lead a passionately wild, exciting, and outrageously amazing life.
Hi, it's Nicole Brandon. We are back with David Corbin. Such a joy having you here.
Oh, thank you. I just love being with you because you are absorbed in the material of the people that you interview, which is sort of why you are who you are. You're the learning, growing, developing dame of the world.
Well, thank you. I so appreciate that. And I always love asking, the show is called Passionate Living. And so what does passionate living mean to you?
Well, passionate living to me is honoring the divine, honoring this great spirit, whatever you call that spirit. Some people call it God, some people call it nature. But I believe honoring that spirit by living a big life. I mean, we all have an expiration date, but what a shame when we expire before that date. You know, we wouldn't tolerate that when we shop at the supermarket. You know, we'd bring back, no, this is wrong, it expired before it should have. And so many people right now, because of health and nutrition, particularly nutrition, exercise and sleep, are expiring well before. So I have passion for life, and I can't believe that other people are squandering this gift called life by not taking good care of themselves. So I'm passionate about that, and actualizing potential and helping people. You know, when I was at that little concert called Woodstock 40 years ago, this guy taught me, he said, man, you're either green and growing or ripe and rotting. And they never stand still. And I didn't quite know what he meant then when I was 17 years old, but I do now.
That's fantastic. Say that once more. You're either
green and growing or ripe and rotting, but you're never, ever standing still.
That's perfect. That's absolutely perfect. Well, I love that explanation of passionate living, and I know that you lead and you live this extraordinary and passionate life in everything that you do, from your authorship to your teaching and your coaching and your leadership and the way that you share your information and your time. As you're saying, you gift people 10 minutes of your time just so you can listen and see if there's a way that you can help them. I don't know anybody else that does that in the alignment and truly from the heart and spirit and soul, the way that you do, the way that you're saying that, I just really want to be able to assist people in finding their greatness in a whole entirely different way. And I know that you do each and every day, and every time that you open the door or you're on the call or you're in front of an audience working with people. And so I would love you to share once more how people can find you, because I know people all over the world are like, what did he say? How do we get there? Where do we go for the book?
Well, you know, I'm one of those weirdos who pretty much answers all email. And my email is david@davidcorbin.com. And my website is davidcorbin.com. I don't carry business cards. And I say, well, if you can't find me, I probably can't help you. Because if you know my name or an approximate spelling of my name, which is Corbin, you could find me. So I welcome any and all inquiries, questions, or whatever, and much to my assistant's chagrin. But it's just part of my imperative, and yeah, it's why I'm here. I only have about 50 years left. I just turned 63 last week. And so in the next 50, 60 years, I'm going to touch as many people as I can.
Well, I wish you a very happy birthday and a beautiful year, a year filled with joy and happiness and health and love and success and all the wonderment and magical things that should come your way. And for those of you that are listening to this program today and are lucky enough to be able to find this man and to work with him, your year can be changed as well, and your entire life can be changed as well, and your success. And David truly is the creme de la creme and the gift to the business world, and your Illuminate, your brand slaughter, your health, your visions, your dreams, and the way that you bridge people to the other side of their success is just absolutely extraordinary. And I'm always grateful to have you on the show, and I thank you so much. I know that you were jumping and picking up Fortune 500 people at airports and working with them, and off you go to help with everybody that is here. We are all very grateful you were with us tonight on Passionate Living.
Thanks. Thank you very much for having me, Nicole.
Oh, what a joy. What an amazing, extraordinary guest. I love all of David's work, and when I was reading his book, I couldn't put it down. It was something that I went through so quickly that I would have to go back and think, am I going too quickly? Am I missing something? And I was able to grasp, as David was sharing, everything that was in that book, and the journey and the way he shares the information, the story in which the character in this book learns to illuminate his business, and the way that you learn how to mirror that in your own life and your own success, and to be able to work and to talk and communicate with your own employees and your own business partners, and really be able to see a way to open those doors and the windows and those hallways and really to skyrocket to success like you've never had before. And I've also had the pleasure and sheer opportunity of watching David teach in the front of the room. And he was talking about CEO Space, an organization that, if you've been listening to our shows for the past few years, you know is one of my favorite organizations in the world. And I mean, I undoubtedly am a huge, huge, huge fan of this organization. And David, as he was sharing, teaches for CEO Space. And if you are really interested in growing your business in a different way, if you were interested in collaborative cooperation, a way to share information, a way to share resources, to really listen, to learn, and to be able to work together, to be able to change the world, transform the planet, and really create a different tomorrow today, then CEO Space is that place. And the fact that David's teaching there, and I have been in his audiences, laughing, tears rolling down my eyes, my ribs are hurting, and I could be in the best comedy show in the world. And then that night, my brain will not shut off because of the amount of information that he has poured into me, that I didn't even realize how much I was learning, how much I was being enlightened. And he does it with such joy, and as I was sharing, such effervescence and such ease and such passion and such love for helping the people that he is reaching out to, that it really is a gift worth giving yourself. So any opportunity you have to work with David or to be a CEO Space or to find his material in his books really can enhance your business to levels like never before. And it's wonderful being here on Times as we talk about conscious radio and conscious media. And those of you who are in other countries right now, and those of you who are hundreds and thousands of miles away that are tuning in and listening to this show week after week and have the opportunity to be introduced to somebody like a David Corbin, somebody who really has the keys and the tools and the secrets and the doorways and the windows and those pathways to success like never before. And it's a way for you really to just open your heart, your spirit, and your soul. And somehow when you're listening to a David Corbin, you know in your heart of hearts it's true. You know you're aligned with your consciousness. You know you're aligned with your visions. You know you're aligned with your dreams. You know you're aligned with your success. And that's what makes Om Times so special, because they allow and offer these incredible, incredible guests that are at their top of their fields to share in such an honest and integritous fashion all of the ways that you can live the unbridled life, the life that's unlimited, and the life of your dreams that you know you are always meant to live. And so we look forward to continuing having you here and following us as well on our Hourglass Bride Show on Thursdays at 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. on Eastern Time. And whether you are just stepping into a relationship, that might be you. Whether you were looking for a relationship, that might be you. You could be married 25, 30, 50 years, wanting to deepen your relationship, deepen your intimacy. You might have lost a spouse or loved one or want to start over. Or maybe it's even a business partner, someone that you are working with that you want to learn how to communicate, how to have those conversations and speak the unspeakable. And those things are difficult to talk about, finance or investment or wills or estate planning or leadership or who is going to be in charge of what aspects of the relationship, whether it be your Fortune 500 company or what was it David talking about? He used another word other than entrepreneur that I love, a solopreneur, whether now you are actually making that solopreneurship a partnership with somebody else and you were opening your life and your business and your vision to either a spouse or to another partner, as David was talking about, bring somebody on that's very successful in their field and combining gifts and combining talents. And so it's absolutely everything relationships. But for David Corbin and for myself, we are wishing you the greatest success, the unbridled success and unlimited life that you always dreamt of. And I would love you to think about how you can illuminate your life today. What areas would you like to look at that you could shed a light on that would actually enlighten your entire life to be able to have the success that you deserve, desire, become a reality today? We look forward to seeing you next week.